Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
G'day one and all, it is indeed Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country for another week. On the road this week, partaking in the pleasures of the wonderful Queensland countryside in the little town of Chinchilla. Before we get into some of the wonderful information about Chinchilla, this week's show is jam-packed. You can give us a buzz on the request line anytime, 1300 929 516. That's 1300 929 516. As for the music, Becky Cole, something new from Tim McGraw, not to mention Josh Turner, Casey Chambers, Celine McAllister, Doug Bruce, The Roys, Adam Brand, and a whole heap more. You're going to absolutely love it. Something else you'll love if you are partial to cruising around this fantastic state, being Queensland, is Chinchilla. Now, it's in the Darling Downs region of Queensland, and that's kind of 300 k's west-northwest of Brisbane. It's got about 4,000 people in it, according to the census there, but it was established in 1877. And why? Well, it's because as the railway pushed west across the Darling Downs from Toowoomba to Dalby, it was the banks of Charlie's Creek that seemed like an ideal place for a town. Now, the mainstay of the community is indeed agriculture, with beef and pork production. They've got some wool going on there, not to mention some great horticulture, traditionally underwriting the entire local economy. But lately, there's been a resources boom in Queensland, and the Cogan Creek Power Station, in combination with the other coal and gas projects, begun to inject some cash into the town, and Chinchilla is really experiencing some mass growth and development. But of course, that's reflected in the house prices as well. In Chinchilla, the house prices have boomed as a result of the need to house all these new workers. Now, it's a fascinating town, and I'll be bringing you a little bit more from Chinchilla and having a chat to some of the locals too. But right now, I'm in the country, so why don't we play such a fantastic song that sort of sums it all up? Troy Cassidaly, Country Is.
I hear people talking about their great big cities, how they claim to never go to sleep. Really haven't seen this small town raging on a Friday. Well, let me tell you, that's good enough on me. Yes, it is. That's what country is and what country does. Say hey, brother, and how are you, cuz? Come on in, spend some time with us. That's what country is and what country does. Yes, it does. Well, we had a cousin visit us once from the Big Smoke. On the rope at the river, she didn't even give it a swing. By the end of the week, she was mixing it up with the locals. She hit the track with the Outback under her skin. Yes, she did. That's what country is and what country does. Say hey, brother, and how are you, cuz? Come on and spend some time with us. That's what country is and what country does. Yes, it does. Yeah. Yeah, boots on Main Street, two pub, no rush. Rough and ready is fine by me. What country is, what country does. Say hey, brother, and how are you, cuz? Come on in and we'll make a fuss. country does. Say hey, brother, and how are you, cuz? Come on in, spend some time with us. That's what country is and what country does. That's what country is and what country does. Yes, it does now. Country is, country does.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
You had some dirty secrets hidden under your smile. By the way, you're so together, must have had this planned for a while. I've been too nice, you worn my heart on my sleeve. And all the things I gave to you are coming back to bite me. And you are no longer real. Tell me one thing. Like, and what does she do? Come on, baby, don't you think it's time for the truth? And boy, you made me believe, put me out of my misery.
There you go. That was the McClymonts. How long have you known? That was from their great Two Worlds Collide album. Simply brilliant. Now, one of the other things I didn't mention about Chinchilla is they got this fantastic name as the melon capital of Australia. And it does play host to a melon festival every second year. And, you know, just in case you didn't know, Chinchilla produces 25% of Australia's melons, including the watermelon, rock melon and honeydew as well. So it makes sense to hold the melon festival there. It attracts like 10,000 visitors on the main day, and it's absolutely amazing. There is much melony goodness, including some unique events like melon skiing, melon bungee, melon bullseye, melon Iron Man, the melon chariot, and a pip-spitting competition. Not to mention the obvious melon-eating races. Now, I do think that that is a great reason to cancel all your plans and make sure you head to the Chinchilla Melon Festival. It definitely should be on your bucket list, and it's something you will only discover in a regional town in Australia. Absolutely brilliant. Now, let's go to another great song. This is Adam Brand, Blue Sky Cathedral on Real Country.
My granddaddy never went to church, felt closer to God with his hands in the dirt doing hard work. Sun on his face, sweat on his brow, wind in his hair, he'd say a prayer anywhere. Be standing in the middle of a fresh mowed field, the spirit would move, he'd just kneel and start giving thanks for God's green earth when it came to church. He'd preferred his blue sky cathedral with its white pine steeples. The sunrise for a stained glass window, singing along with that songbird hymnal made his soul fly like an eagle. Under that blue sky cathedral, every now and then some folks from town, they drop in, try and bring him round into the fold, but he'd just smile, fix him some tea and let him talk a while. When they'd leave, he'd say to me, son, some people gotta have four walls to keep the word and heed the call, but that's okay. As for me, I do better underneath my blue sky cathedral with its white pine. That songbird hymnal makes my soul fly like an eagle under my blue sky cathedral. 30 years since he's been gone, buried him up on the hill. It don't matter where I am, I feel him with me. Songbird hymnal makes my soul fly like an eagle under my blue sky cathedral.
Can you say that?
Okay.
One, two, three.
You're listening to Real Country Chinchilla.
If you're a sports lover, and let's face it, everyone loves sport, there's one website you need to remember, sportstalkradio.com.au. Our team of sports experts have the latest news, opinions, results and previews from Australia and around the world, covering every sport you can think of, except curling. We don't know anything about that. For curling, use a search engine. For everything else in the world of sport, head to sportstalkradio.com.au.
G'day folks, this is Tamara Stewart and you're listening to the bearded bad boy, Mr. Ben Sorensen, right here on Real Country.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country right across Australia and New Zealand. For all things country, check out realcountrymix.com. Now, this is part of the A Day in Your Town. I'm actually in Chinchilla, and we had a chat with Janelle and Marie, two great locals that I bumped into. I've bumped into Janelle and Marie. How are you girls?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Marie, you've been here for a little bit longer than Janelle, but you've both found that regional Australia is the place for you. So can you tell me about the move, Janelle, to regional Australia and why here?
I came through Chinchilla probably about 7 or 8 years ago and I really liked the area, and I've been talking about coming west, even though it's northwest, but going out into the country and getting out of the city, the rat race. And I finally pulled a pin on a long government career a couple of years ago and focused and got out here. Moved into Miles 12 months ago, which is just a little couple of kilometres up the road from Chinchilla.
So you've got to be careful when people say up the road, because in the city up the road's like a couple of 100 metres, but here it could be anywhere up to 3 hours.
It's only 45 kilometres, so it's barely half an hour.
Definitely doable. There you go. And Marie, you've been here a little bit longer.
Yeah, I've been here all my life. I actually grew up in Dalacca, which is 45 kilometres the other side of Miles. And I've been playing music and lived in this area for all of my lifetime.
So you would have seen some changes.
I certainly have. There's been a heck of a lot of change with all the mining going on out in this Surat Basin. We're getting people from all over Australia who come to work in the mines and to work with the gas that they're promoting now, yes.
And the other thing that this area's got is a country music club as well.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Miles had a country music club up until a couple of years ago, and that was just a little bit due to lack of young people, and it's probably ready to be refreshed because we're noticing, I've been helping Marie out doing the country music down there, and we're actually noticing we're getting more and more people who are interested in country music. But Chinchilla's got a larger group and very, very motivated down here, so we joined them as well.
But it's great to see that people are also coming across the country and loving it because it's fantastic, not because it's popular.
It's pretty. It's a nice world to live in, country music. You can hear stories and learn about life without actually having to get too serious, and sometimes having a bit of fun is the best way to learn about life anyway.
Totally agree. Now, I actually see Australian country music as such an important part of documenting the history of our country and our culture.
Yes, as far back as when Slim Dusty first started, and he used to go to all the little towns all the way through right out west and got everybody's interest in country music going, and from then on it's just taken off.
Well, it's been fantastic to chat to you girls. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ben.
Thanks, Ben. See you next time.
Just a great chat and two lovely ladies. And I couldn't go to a town that has a mining boom and not play this song. It's the Roys, Coal Mining Man.
Well, his morning starts before the sun's out, and he's lucky if he sees it rise. 'Cause that deep, dark holler that he goes down to earn a dollar is dark as night. Yeah, he's a coal mining man, just like his dad and his dad before him. Yeah, he's a coal mining man, works with his hands, breaks his back, his lungs are black, that coal mining man. Well, that boss man, he's always screaming, and it echoes through the mine. So that coal man takes out his frustrations with a stick, a good old dynamite. Yeah, he's a coal, coal mining man, just like his dad and his dad before him. Yeah, he's a coal, coal mining man, works with his hands, breaks his back, his lungs are black. Coal mining man. he don't complain. He just goes on home to his woman, and she makes everything okay. He'll catch some sleep and head out the next day, because he's a cold mining man, just like his dad and his dad before him. Yeah, he's a cold mining man, works with his hands, breaks his back, his lungs are black.
Sometimes I think temptation has my number on speed dial. And she calls me late at night. I'll pour a whiskey and I'll light a cigarette, and we'll talk a while. She says, son, I know the road your own and leave your heart so cold, so come right along with me and take a chance. Give me your soul, I'll give you the whole world in your hands. Thank God I'm a cowboy, thank God I'm a cowboy. Texas sun, I've had my taste of hell. I've done things I'm not proud of, and when I can't weave in and out of the troubles, lay down that dusty trail. I just hit my knees and I pray. Thank God I'm a cowboy. I've found when you're riding highest, you've got a lot farther to fall. And I remember how high I was that night I woke up face down in some old jail out in Stonewall. I heard my father say, son, out there on that lost highway, it's hard to find your way back home. When you get knocked down, you're on the ground, a cowboy saddles up and gets back on. Thank God I'm a cowboy, thank God I'm a cowboy. In that Texas sun, I've had my taste of hell. I've done things I'm not proud of, when I can't weave in and out of the troubles, laid down that dusty trail. I just hit my knees and I pray.
Well, that was the wonderful Doug Bruce. Thank God I'm a Cowboy. That's his brand new single out. And you will be posting some Doug Bruce video clips on the Real Country page with some Buy It Now links, so you can check out his great new album. That'll be on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Real Country. Definitely the place to go. Now, while I'm travelling around, I did spend quite a bit of time in an enclosed space with Celine McAllister. She is a great chick, Star Maker finalist, and she's got her EP out, and she's feeling completely guilt-free. Again, while you cruise around in Chinchilla, you can do something a little bit different there as far as tourism and recreation goes. The town is sort of located on the Warrego Highway, which is a main highway, popular tourist route, and the tourism industry are based around the historical museum. Some of these towns have got a really great history. Fishing, which is always fun, and fossicking, not for gold, but also for petrified wood. Chinchilla red petrified wood is very, very unique to the area, and it's known for its colour and quality. The chinchilla white gum is also unique to the area as well, and can be seen on some of the tourist drives which are marked around the region. Best to check in with the Visitor Information Centre when you're in Chinchilla or any other fantastic Australian country town as well. They're most welcoming there and have some great local knowledge too. While we're talking about great things, we've got plenty more on the way. Hearing from Becky Cole, Tim McGraw, Josh Turner, Casey Chambers and a whole heap more. We'll see you right after the break on Real Country.
This is Doug Bruce, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Couple of days. Oh, sweet. Have you ever had a day when it all goes right?
Three-time ARIA nominee and Golden Guitar winner Warren H. Williams is one of Australia's finest Indigenous songwriters, seamlessly blending his love of land, his culture, language and life into some of the best country music of our time.
G'day, it's Warren H. Williams here, and I'd like you to experience my new album, Onamara.
If you like good country, you will love Onamara. Warren H. Williams' album, Onamara, is available on iTunes, at ABC stores and all good music retailers.
Hi, it's Pauline Hanson here, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country right across Australia and New Zealand. For all things country, check out realcountrymix.com. Now, this is a day in your town, and we're in Chinchilla, and as always, social country is an important part of the show. Now, if you want to get in contact with us for social country and have your request played, it's really easy. You can give us a buzz on our request line, 1-300-929-516. That's 1-300-929-516. You can also find us on Twitter and send us a tweet, or on Facebook, facebook.com/realcountry. And you can leave us a message there or send us an email, as Tom did. And he's requested a fantastic track. And it's, you know, one of my favourites from Casey Chambers from Little Bird, which is also the title track of her album. And it was one of the first albums that she actually produced herself. It was a very impressive album and a very impressive song. Here it is, Casey Chambers, Little Bird. Thanks, Tom. Great suggestion.
A little bird told me late last night, if I hold my breath and do everything right, you might.
No, I don't want you that.
And the tunes continue on Social Country. Again, if you want to get in touch with us and you want to let us know what you're listening to, you can check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/realcountry. You can leave us a message there. You can also email us from our website, realcountrymix.com. You can give us a buzz on our request line, 1-300-929-516. That's 1-300-929-516. Or you can tweet us on Twitter, as Bruce did. Bruce, what a fantastic idea. This is the song that really made me go, wow, I think Josh Turner's a pretty cool fella. And, of course, it is Josh Turner's Why Don't We Just Dance? What a great idea. Thanks, Bruce.
Baby, why don't we just turn that TV off? 315 channels of nothing but bad news on. Well, it might. Just go crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance down the hall, maybe straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance? Baby, why don't you go put your best on. And those high heel shoes you love to lose as soon as the tunes come on. On second thought, just the way you are is already driving me crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance down the hall, maybe straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance?
I'll cut her up.
Well, it might be me, but the way I see it, the whole wide world has gone crazy. So, baby, why don't we just dance? Just dance.
Now, earlier in the show, you would have heard some little voices doing an ID for me, and these are the said little voices. They were just the cutest, coolest kids that I've met in ages. Now, here in Chinchilla, at the end of the show, these three girls have been watching the entire show that we've been doing, and you girls live in Chinchilla, so what are your names?
Alicia, Abby, and Paige.
Now, what's it like living in Chinchilla?
Amazing.
What's your favourite thing about it?
All the people here are really nice and they're really friendly.
I like the horse riding.
Horse riding, gotta love the horses.
We all go horse riding.
We all have horses.
Yeah, I love horse riding.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Fun.
You all should go to
Shelley's
horse riding class.
Ah, so the horse riding school in town as well. Yeah. See, lots of great stuff that city kids miss out on that you guys get to enjoy.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, did you enjoy the show tonight?
Yes.
It was amazing.
I'm pleased you liked it, girls.
Yeah.
And we've loaded you up with some real country gear as well, so hopefully that'll go to a good home. Yeah. Thanks, girls.
Bye.
There you go, kids' perspective of living in Chinchilla. And there's nothing wrong with a bit of horse riding too. That's always great fun, and city folk tend to miss out on that. Now, lots of great stuff still to come on the show. But don't forget, with Real Country, if you're enjoying this show and would like any of our other previous shows or future shows, all you need to do is head to iTunes or your podcasting app of choice, search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country and click download and subscribe. And you'll instantly be updated with a wonderful array of Real Country shows, some great bonus content, and it's going to cost you absolutely nothing. Podcast is free, my gift to you. So really, really easy. Head to iTunes, your podcasting app of choice, and simply search for Real Country or Ben Sorensen's Real Country. Click download and subscribe, and there you have it. Heaps more coming up after the break. We've got Becky Cole and something new from Tim McGraw that also incorporates some Keith Urban and Taylor Swift. What am I talking about? Well, find out after this.
Hi, this is Paul Costa, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
It's more than wheels and steel, it's a way of life, tractors and bikes.
Behindthewheel.com.au is not only your favourite destination for the latest car news and reviews, but now you can shop online too. Just go to behindthewheel.com.au and click on Our Shop, and you'll have access to thousands of car-related products. Whether it's something for your engine or your iPod, you'll find it in the Behind the Wheel shop. So next time you're looking for a review, why not look for a bargain too? Head to behindthewheel.com.au.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country right across Australia and New Zealand. For all things country, check out our website, realcountrymix.com. Now, as I promised before the break, something new from Tim McGraw. And this is the follow-up to his hit singles, Truck Yeah and One of Those Nights. It comes from his number one country album, Tim McGraw, Two Lanes of Freedom. And he's powering down those two lanes and definitely picking up some great sales and great chart success as well. I'm talking about his latest single, Tim McGraw, Highway Don't Care. Now, this is featuring Taylor Swift and one super amazing Keith Urban as well. I reckon it's a bit of an all right track. Brand new from Tim McGraw. Here it is right now on Real Country, Highway Don't Care.
To stay awake, so I bet you turned on the radio and the song goes.
I can't live without you, I can't live without you, baby. I can't live without you, I can't live without you, baby.
Cell phone in your shotgun seat. Yeah, I bet you're bending God's ear talking about me. You try not to let the first tip fall out. You try not to think about turning around. You try not to get lost in the sound. But that song is always on, so you sing along.
I can't live without you, I can't live without you, baby.
Baby, the highway won't hold you tonight.
Well, that was Tim McGraw, The Highway Don't Care, and It Sure Don't, featuring Taylor Swift and Keith Urban as well. Check out our Facebook page, and we'll be posting some Tim McGraw stuff this week. Let us know what you thought of The Highway Don't Care, his new track, and make sure you also show us some like on Facebook as well, facebook.com/realcountry, and you'll be able to check that out sometime this week. Now, in Chinchilla, I thought I'd end the show on an Australian note. And one of the things that really does stand out about Chinchilla is the old school country hospitality that I absolutely love about Australian country towns. And Chinchilla still has that, and that magical natural hospitality that is just brilliant. And when we think of hospitality, I think of Becky Cole's fantastic song, The Waitress. And it's funny that we play that because Becky Cole actually has a great new album out full of her greatest hits, and that's definitely worth getting. We'll be posting again some of Becky Cole stuff this week on Facebook as well, so definitely check that out too. Facebook.com/realcountry. And to finish the show this week, this is Becky Cole and a great track, Waitress.
The bar on the east side for wayfaring lonely girls. I took a table solo and I scanned the other world. I sat there drinking bourbon and trying to belong, when somebody at the bar yelled, let the waitress sing a song. Well, she pushed her change into her jeans and she set down a tray. She took that corner stage and everybody's breath away, 'cause she sang like it was Sunday and we all got high for free. And bless her broken heart, laying right there on her sleeve. And I suppose I'll hear the angels sing like her someday. And the dream she's searching for is just 4 little words away. Let the waitress sing, let that golden voice be heard, let 10,000 more of me sit there, hang on every word. And let the reason not be money in a world that isn't fair, or let a big shot with a dotted line and $1 million to spare walk right out of that bar with the next big thing. Let the waitress sing. I ordered songs and bourbon till she had to close the bar. And in case she didn't know, I said, you ought to be a star. And I tipped from every pocket like a few bucks changed her world. And she called my cab and called me crazy, drunk and random girl. And my timing could be questioned, but I told her about my songs, that I made my living on the road, and that's all I've ever done. She looked at me bewildered as I slurred my last remark. I said, I should be the one that stays and cleans up this old bar, 'cause a dream is still a dream, no matter how long it's been true. And a girl should count her blessings and wish on someone new. Let the waitress sing, let that golden voice be heard, let 10,000 more of me sit there and hang on every word. And let the reason not be money in a world that isn't fair, or let a big shot with a dotted line and $1 million to spare walk right out of that bar with the next big thing. Let the waitress sing. From 10,000 miles away, I'm waiting for that big shot to walk in the bar and say, or let the waitress sing, let that golden voice be heard, let 10,000 more of me sit there and hang on every word. And let the reason not be money in a world that isn't fair, or let a big shot with a dotted line and $1 million to spare walk right out of
that is your lot for the week as far as Real Country goes. We'd love you to join in the conversation on social media. And how do you do that? Well, you can check us out on Twitter, at Real Country Mix. You can always check us out on Facebook as well. Lots of great stuff happening there. Facebook.com/Real Country. Definitely check that out. Show us some like. You can also download our podcast too from iTunes, your podcasting app of choice. And if all of that is too much to remember, just remember our website, realcountrymix.com. That's realcountrymix.com. It's been fantastic. Thank you so much to the people of Chinchilla for making me feel so incredibly welcome. And next week, as part of our series, A Day in Your Town, we will be cruising along to say g'day to the cool people in Mundubbera. Anyway, have a fantastic week, and we'll catch you in Mundubbera next week for a whole heap more Real Country. We'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
If you think finance providers are all the same, well, you obviously haven't dealt with Go Car Loans. Go Car Loans specialises in customer service, and that makes all the difference. With Go Car Loans, you'll receive personal service tailored to your individual needs, with a focus being on getting exactly the right loan to suit your circumstances. So whether it's time to trade in, trade up, or refinance, make sure you talk to Go Car Loans first. They have consultants available for you 7 days a week on 1300 884 075. Or apply online at gocarloans.com.au. Go Car Loans. They'll give you the green light.